Hello and welcome to our podcast. Thank you for tuning in today as we go live to Hope City, Frankfurt. We pray that this message inspires, encourages, and builds your faith as you listen. Enjoy the message.
I'm glad to have made it here this year. I wonder if we could just have the house lights up a little bit so I can actually see your beautiful faces. There you are, that's better. What's the tissue for in case I start crying? Okay. All right. Anne-Marie, I loved it. Where's Anne-Marie gone? When you just did that phrase, you turn it around for me. That was a really prophetic statement and actually encompasses a lot of what I'm going to speak about tonight. And I had everything lined up for this weekend. And this afternoon, God changed everything. So I have completely changed every message I was going to speak this weekend, literally in the last 2 hours or 3 hours. So I'm really confident that God's going to do something very powerful. Amy, we need to see that photo. I think that needs to be brought tomorrow and put up on the screen at some point. Like, we need to see how much Jesus has saved her. I love that. Yeah, she's on it. That's good. Okay. Fabulous. Okay, so I'm going to share something really amazing tonight. And the title of my message is The Scroll. And I just believe that God is going to unpick complexity in your lives tonight. And that God's going to come and minister into your world in a way that you've not dreamed God could possibly minister. And I just really sense in my heart, in actual fact, I've just been in Ghana, in Hope City, Accra, 2 weeks ago, and I feel it everywhere that God is just about to bring a whole new move of justice and a turning of the tables. I felt when I was in Ghana so strongly. It was the weirdest thing when I was in Ghana. I felt like missionaries have always been sent to Africa, and I had this thing in my spirit that, again, God is going to send missionaries from Africa to the rest of the world. And I even feel the same about Germany, is that God's about to do something, and it's been prophesied that God would do something very profound in Deutschland. And I really believe that God's going to set our hearts on fire over the next 2 days. Is anybody ready for it? Yes. So, it's interesting in the UK at the moment. As politicians tie themselves in ever-increasing knots, and at this point I'm very proud to have an Australian passport, so when I come in I don't need to apologise for the mess. And who knows how that is going to, and it's just like the world is entangling themselves constantly in more and more puzzles and entanglement because they don't know that Jesus is their way forward, and so therefore they just keep entangling themselves. But in my spirit, like I said, I can see an untying coming, and an untying starts in our hearts. And it starts in our lives that God, the Holy Spirit, can come and minister into the puzzle of our hearts and into the things in our lives that are so complex and have tied us up for years and years. You're leaning in now, aren't you? Because I know the Holy Spirit wants to come and minister to the things that have entangled our hearts. And I'm just prophesying tonight a real release over churches, people, nations, but first and foremost, over you, over this weekend. And God has the power to unpick the parcel. You know when someone gives you a present and they have that much sticky tape on it, you can't get in. And or that much string on it at Christmas, and all you want to do is unwrap the parcel, but you can't get in because it's so tied up in knots. And I just feel there are many women that have come in here tonight and you've thought in your spirit that even God wasn't capable of untying the knots or unpicking the parcel or undoing the puzzle or showing you a way forward. And I'm here tonight to proclaim over your life hope that God has an amazing ability to to find the missing piece. You know when you have a 1,000-piece puzzle? Not that I've ever done that, but it's an example. And you have 999 pieces and there's one missing. And I just sense over this weekend that God's going to go and just put that piece in the puzzle. He's going to unravel complexity in your life. And God wants to shape your future and shape the parcel of land or shape the inheritance or shape the dream that you have in your spirit this weekend by unpicking stuff in your life that you thought could never be solved. Is anybody with me? Let me start just with a little example of something absolutely amazing that's happened in Dave and my lives of recent. And most of you would not know about this, but for the last 14 years, we have been in a class action with 380 people, 14 years. And we bought a property in Cyprus as a holiday investment 14 years ago. It was never built for 5 years. And they started putting compound interest on it. Then they changed the mortgage into Swiss francs to the point that we were owing this company in Cyprus £535,000 on a property that was worth £100,000. And we were in this legal case for 14 years. And it just went on and on and on. And we thought there would be no way this could ever, ever be resolved. We faced complete bankruptcy. Pastors that have given our lives for God's church. And God has just turned this thing around amazingly. And probably about 4 months ago, they said that they would settle for £37,000, which is a big reduction. And we were just about to sign that day. And that day, the very first case against the bank was won. And by a margin of 2 hours, we did not sign. Is somebody in the speakers? By a margin of about 2 hours, we didn't sign. We decided we wouldn't sign. And literally 10 days ago, we walked away from 14 years of legal bills for £1,000. £1,000. God has the ability to unlock complexity and to release you from something that you thought God could never do. We have literally just seen God do an incredible miracle for us. But I was talking to God recently. I was home in Australia seeing our son in August, and I was talking to God about another huge area, and this was obviously before the Cypriot situation was even solved, so this was part of my prayer. I said to God, there is so much complexity in my life and stuff that I just can't solve. I was talking to God about the complexity of my beginnings. And many of you know, but I am the baby of a gang rape, adopted out at 3 weeks old. And there's been a whole lot of complexity in my life and deep rejection and deep things that I've had to deal with and just deep stuff in my heart. And I was sitting in this flat in Australia talking to God about the complexity of what was going on, saying, God, I don't know how you could ever really untangle me. And how you could really lead me into a future where things didn't look so complex. And sometimes I think we all feel like we're a contortionist that gets ourselves in the most difficult, ridiculous, knotted positions with no ability to untie. So hard to unravel. So much personal pain. And our prayer tonight is, God, could you possibly step into the middle and untie the knots? Is anyone with me? So I found myself reading Revelation. So holiday reading, Psalms, Proverbs, a smattering of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, right? I found myself in Revelation. It's a bit like reading Leviticus on holidays. And I found myself reading about all these scrolls in Revelation. And you know you've read it, haven't you, before, and you sort of gloss because you think, I don't have a clue what any of this means. And there was this amazing verse in Revelation 4, verse 1, and it says, and after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here and I'll show you what must take place after this. And then in Revelation 5, verse 1 to 5, it says, then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals open and open the scroll? But no one in heaven or earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept because no one was worthy to open the scrolls or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. And he is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. And this is a word to us tonight. He is able to open the scroll of the writing of your life and its seven seals. He is able. The Lamb can read the scroll of your life and can loosen the seals that contain the unraveling. Firstly, tonight, I want to proclaim to you, beautiful girls, there is a door standing open before you in heaven. Heaven is not ignorant or unconcerned about your life. In actual fact, it's the exact opposite. Heaven is interested and concerned about the very detail of your life. Heaven is involved and as an open doorway into your next. He promises, don't you love? He promises to show us what is next. So I said to God, but the scroll of the words about my life and my future is so tied up, I can't access it. It's bound up in complexity. But my God says that I can open the scroll of impossibility. Don't weep. So the puzzle that was opening up for me, and part of this message tonight is a whole sharing of testimony about what happened to me when I was in Australia in the summer. And as I shared to you before, my life has been a whole lot of complexity. And it was like over the summer that God unpicked the seals that had laid hidden for 53 years. I'm 53. So, thank you. Let me share to you, it's interesting that God showed me these verses about, he says, I am worthy to open the scroll. But then he began to open the scroll. And I'd said to God, I don't know how you could ever unpick all of this in my world. And then he did. So one of the reasons I was in Australia over the summer was this. When I was 28, I found my birth mother and discovered I had four half-brothers and a half-sister, and I have known them for 25 years. But because my birth mother was gang-raped, she didn't know who my father was, and I would never know who my father was. There was never convictions brought in the 60s when I was born, because that didn't happen then. And so deep in my heart for many years, my heart's desire was that one day I would be able to share Jesus and the love of God to my father and my family. And I knew that was impossible, but it was a heart's desire. 2 years ago, I decided I would like to find out who I was. So I spat into an ancestry.com tube and discovered I was 10% Norwegian, 63% British, and 28% Irish. Aye, to be sure. I like the Norwegian bit because the height had to make sense. But I got more than I bargained for. Because in January this year, there was a match on Ancestry.com that was not my mother's side. And I was matched on Ancestry.com to a brother from my father's side. In actual fact, for any of you that were at Shears in Sheffield this year, just before I got onto this stage, a photo pops up onto my phone and it's a picture of my father. So that was, you never know when you pick on the pastor what they're going through when they're on the platform. So leave them alone. So this world began to unravel, and literally the day after Shears conference, I'm sitting up in bed on Sunday morning and I get a call. Hi, sis. So I went to Australia in the summer knowing I was going to meet one brother. And I met this brother, now the first brother. Now, understand here, ladies, God said to me, I'm going to unpick the scrolls. So I meet the first brother, who's older than me. I now have two brothers called Robert. You need a flow chart for my life now. And I meet the first brother and discover that this very first brother had been in Hillsong Church in Brisbane for 5 years. So he's no longer walking with God, but there's tick one, God had touched my family. But that's when it started to get crazy. There is a church in Australia that Dave and I have had the most to do with for the last 28 years called Calvary Church. Multiple campuses in Brisbane, Townsville, other cities. Look on your map, they're all there. Big place, Australia. This is the one church that has had the most influence. The pastors have been in England, prophesied over our church. So Dave's in Australia preaching at a women's conference in Calvary, because Dave is the new hit women's conference speaker worldwide, which just amuses me and fascinates me. He's speaking at a women's conference in San Diego next weekend. Hilarious. Anyway, God bless his new reincarnation. Happy to watch. So he was speaking at this women's conference and we're sitting around a table. Lean in, ladies. God can unpick the scroll. With a lady we have known for 20 years. And I mention the name of my brother, one of my brothers who lives in Townsville. And she goes, she lives in Townsville. She said, I know him. And she pulls out a phone and goes, is that your father? I said, yes, it is. She said, I grew up with the family. She knows all of my brothers and my father. Now, at this point, my father has not answered my text. Fair enough. It's a bit of an admission to answer it. But then it even got crazier. So a couple of weeks later, another brother pipes up, says, I want to meet you. And now by this point, Dave had gone and I get into the car to drive 2 hours to meet this brother and begin to shake from head to toe with adrenaline overload. Because this is a lot, people. This is a lot. And I meet this brother, and he's been in that church too. And he said his mother, which is obviously not my birth mother, rededicated her life to the Lord in this church in the last 6 months and said to my brother, maybe your sister can lead you back to the Lord. I'm sitting there talking to my brother, and he says, thought I recognized your face. 10 years ago, no, I won't. 10 years ago, Pastor Lois, Alice's sister and I was preaching in this church in Townsville, and I shared the story of how I was a baby of the gang rape. My brother was in the congregation. And I was in awe of God. Because every single member of my family have heard about Jesus. Every single one. And every single one had been touched by the very church that we had the most to do with of anywhere in the world. God has the power to open the scroll. 4 days ago, I got a call from another brother. And there's a lot of them. Like I said, I need a flow chart. I even met a nephew when I was in Australia. It's silly season at the zoo. And God is unpicking the scroll of my life. And then last week, a beautiful girl called Sarah Denise in Sheffield sent me a message from Genesis 49 and the story of Joseph, who was abandoned and given away, the brother that was the part of the family that was given away. That's me. This was before the next brother contacted me. And she said, "Jen, I see a picture of you being the one that brings your whole family back together." God has the ability to unpick the scroll. The only problem I have now is that when I share my story, I can no longer say, "I will never know who my father is." Because now I do. Now I do. After 53 years, God has taken the seal off the scroll. God has unpicked a puzzle that only the God of the impossible. I didn't even go looking for this one. It found me by spitting. It found me. You don't need to take your life in your hand when God has the ability to take your life in his hand. It says, like I said before, in Revelation 5, verse 9 to 10, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain and with your blood purchased men for God, persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth." This brother in Australia, the second one I met, the British would call him a tinker. Now, what I mean by this is he can't leave Australia because of his criminal record. Yeah, he's a bit of a naughty boy. I really liked him, actually. I got on well with that one because I thought, "You're colourful." He was telling me that when he was in prison, he cried out to God. "I've been praying. Years and years." He cried out to God and he said, "God, if you're real, will you show me?" 2 minutes after the prayer, the chaplain came to his door and said, "I felt to give you a Bible." The Bible fell open on the floor and in front of my brother said, "Seek me and you will find me if you search for me with all your heart." God has the power to meet you where you are at. He sees you. He has the power to unlock the complexity of your world. As the Lamb kept opening scrolls, and you know, as I kept going through Revelation, it talked about another scroll was opened and another scroll was opened and another scroll was opened. And I looked at these scrolls. And the first one was when he opened a scroll as a conqueror bent on conquest. With another scroll, it was about a scroll he had with a sword in his hand. The next scroll was the scroll of the scales of justice over your life in Jesus' name. The next scroll was overcoming the power of sin and of death. The next scroll was with vindication in his hand. You do not need to vindicate yourself because God is perfectly capable of looking after you and yours and your life. You do not need to defend yourself because God is your defender. The one who loves you is strong and has the power to open the scroll over your life. God has not finished in his purpose on the earth. He is shaping a new parcel of land for you. Where things have become complex and unanswered, they will become simple and uncovered. I was trying to qualify in myself or to put my finger on what difference it made to me discovering where I came from. Now, there's two sides to me. My mum's side, posh. Private all-girls schools. My brother's an orthopedic surgeon, barrister, doctor, tomato farmer. There's a tomato farmer in there. And a winery scientist. Yeah, they own a winery, my birth family. Yes, yeah, fascinating, but I don't drink. And then the other side, a bunch of crims. And I realized that was me. That all my life, I've had an amazing education, but I've always had a heart for the broken. And I began to make sense to myself. I thought, God, how does this unpicking of complexity define me? And this is what I began to realize, that I never knew where I came from. And so therefore a plant shoots branches and fruit naturally without thinking, because it knows where it comes from and knows who it is. And I realized that all my life I'd never really known what I produced naturally because I didn't know who I was. And suddenly I understand that I am born for the broken. I'm born to bring breakthrough in people's lives. And that the tree of my life from now on, that the fruit that I bear will come naturally because I understand where I'm from. And God has the power in your life tonight to break the power of complexity over you, that you can bear fruit naturally, that it will no longer be forced or striven, but favor will attach itself to your life naturally. Tell you a story about something that happened two weekends ago when I was in Ghana. We have a church, Hope City Accra, in Ghana. It's a powder keg. It's something else. You just want to close your eyes and listen to the singing. Oh. But I discovered two Sundays ago that Ghana has the highest rate of trafficking of teenage girls in the world. And here we have Hope City Church and City Hearts right in the midst. And I'm sitting on a Sunday night talking to a man who's in charge of international justice mission for the United States, as you do after you've preached three times and just about to fly home. Don't accuse me of not working hard, people. I'm sitting there and I said to him, what can we do for you? And he said, I'm talking about fruit just coming naturally after God unpicking the scroll. And he said to me, he said, well, we really need a house in West Africa for the girls we rescue. We have 14 of these in the UK. We know how to do this. And I'm sitting there thinking, uh-oh. And I'm sitting there thinking, as he's talking to me, my life's big enough as it is. But I know God's wanting me to do it. So I look him in the eye and I say, I'm going to commit to you. We already are supporting 100 teenagers in Ghana. I said, I'm going to commit to you tonight that we are going to do that house. Thinking, yeah, woo, you don't have to come up with the money to do it. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I've made a promise. 48 hours later, I'm talking about when God unpicks the scroll over your life. 48 hours later, Phil Clayton, who works for City Hearts, was in the Netherlands talking to the owner of Tony Chocolony, which is like this fancy chocolate company. And he's just about to leave, and Phil goes to Mr. Tony Chocolony. I'm sure that's not his name, but, you know, talking to Tones. And he says to Tony as he leaves, it's probably not his name, Tony, I'm just... He says to Tony as he leaves, is there anything else I can do for you? And Tony goes, that's not Tony, but we'll just call him Tony. We'll call him Tones. Tony, Tones, Tones. He says, Tony, anything else I can do for you? He said, well, says Tony Chocolony, in actual fact, we have identified trafficking in our cocoa plantations an hour out of Accra in Ghana. He said to Phil from City Hearts, is there any way we could fund a house in Ghana? Yeah. This is what happens when you allow God to unpick the scrolls over your life. God has not finished in his purpose for you. Luke 8:17 says, for there is nothing hidden, as we've already had on the screen tonight, that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Isaiah 40 verse 4, every valley shall be raised up, and every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. Psalm 18 verse 6 says, you provide a broad path for my feet so that my ankles do not turn over. God has the power to unlock and triumph over the unanswerable. He has the keys that you do not have, and his full intention is to do the impossible. I remember, I wonder if we could have whoever comes. They just levitate onto the stage, don't they? Here they come. Here, she's coming on through. I also read in Revelation whilst I was in Australia this passage in Revelation 10 verse 6, and it says, and there will be no more delay. And it popped out at me, and secretly in my heart, I thought it would be really nice if there was no more delay over being sued for £535,000. I dared to dream that that's what that verse would be about. And it was. I know one thing for sure, that when God begins to unpick complexity like he has in my life, literally over the last 2 months. The victory in Cyprus is literally 2 weeks old. Oh, I can feel the presence of God. That I know that if he begins to do that for Dave and I as leaders of this house, that he's just about to do it for you. Cyprus was 14 years long. My life has been 53. And God has unpicked a story for me that I never dreamed. There's a scripture that says when he restores the fortunes of Zion, they were like those who dreamed. I want to dare you tonight to dream. I want to dare you tonight at the outset of this She Is weekend to dream that God has the capability to unpick what's been tied up in your life, what's been tied up in your family's life, And he has the ability to bring such a beautiful story out of something that looked impossible. And I know my story is not over yet. So I have cheekily emailed the pastor in Townsville and said, can I preach in your church next time I'm in Australia? Because I'm going to get the famalams along. All the criminals, watch your bags. And I'm going to have a Sunday in that church where my brothers get saved. This story is not over.
We hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. If you have, we'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast right on our homepage so you can hear all the latest streams from Hope City Church. Why not head to our website at hopecity.church to keep up to date with all that's happening across Hope City.